to be here with you, and I do love your setting here, and just this is kind of a cold area of the country, isn't it? I grew up in Nebraska, but I lived 29 years in Alabama, so anyway, I got spoiled. So, we're just going to enjoy the Lord here this morning. Would you just raise your hands with me? Lord, we just want to receive. We just want to receive what you're doing, what you're saying to us. And Lord, we just embrace you. We embrace your presence. And Lord, there's people here that are hurting with different things, and we know you're just already moving in our midst. So we thank you and praise you for that in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Wow. Is there any lady here named Dorothy? Dorothy. I just saw the word Dorothy. I don't know if somebody's that some lady in your family or what, but man, that just came across my spirit. So, God cares. Pardon? Okay. Well, we'll just pray. I'm not sure what we're to do, but anyway, my favorite story is the guy that these two guys were working together, and it came lunchtime, and so the one guy opened his lunch, and he pulled out a bologna sandwich, and he tells his friend, he says, "Man, I hate bologna. I'm so tired of bologna. I get so sick of bologna." And his friend says, "Well, why don't you have your wife make you something else?" And he said, "Well, I'm not married." And so I think a lot of the baloney in our life is our own doing, you know. But and before I get into the message here, which is, I always have books with me because I've written 13 books and I didn't bring enough. And these guys last night just bought them all. So I talked to Pastor Jeff about that, and we'll ship some up here. But I really want you to, you can go to my website, stevesampson.com, or we can ship some up here. But I love to talk about hearing the voice of God, and that's a book called You Can Hear the Voice of God that is just really easy to read, but it really is a life changer. People say my life changed when I read it. And then got some on Jezebel. A lot of us heard of Jezebel, and then some on one on Ahab. And I have one book called Don't Talk to Me Now, Lord, I'm Trying to Pray. And but anyway, there's it just bugs me because I had a bunch of titles and I just didn't bring enough. So this morning I just want to talk about receiving. You know, God is always wanting us to receive. How many know God is a giver? He's a giver, and he's always trying to, he's using anything he can to pour into us. I mean, 24/7, God is trying to add to you. He's trying to pour into you. This is a real interesting scripture, and I'll read this real quickly. But it says, it happened, this is Luke 5, it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And notice what it says, and this is, it's Luke 5, 15, I think, but it said, "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Now it's interesting, there's Pharisees, teachers of the law, sitting by who had come out of every town, Judea and Galilee to in Jerusalem to, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So you think about Pharisees, teachers of the law, those were guys that Jesus was pretty rough on. So it sounds like God and Jesus had a conversation, said, "Let's heal some Pharisees today." That was God's plan. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. And it says, "Behold, men brought on a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in, lay down before him. When they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop, let him down with his bed through the tiling. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Man, your sins be forgiven you.' And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, 'Who is this that talks like this? Who can forgive God's sins but God alone?' When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, 'Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or rise up and walk?'" In other words, What's easier to say, amen or hallelujah? You know, it's just kind of, but he said that you may know the power, that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. So, there's no record of any scribe or Pharisee being healed that day, although the power of the Lord was there to heal them, but they got in their analytical mind. And one thing as a Christian, we have to realize this thing up here, the mind is a great servant, but it's a terrible master. And the mind will abort what the Holy Spirit wants to do. There's many things we miss because God is trying to get us to receive and we think about it. Our brother quoted this morning, in all your trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. I used to think that was like, well, God, I need your direction. I want to help. I want your help. But to me, it's more God is always moving, and acknowledge every time you see him do something. Just start acknowledging him. Lord, I was needing this, and you provided. And it's just amazing. The more you acknowledge God, the more you'll see him doing. So, and then backing up just a tiny bit, it says in John chapter 1, it says he was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. So God came to give, but people didn't receive. But then it says, but as many as received him, he gave them the power, the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood nor of the will of flesh, but of the or the will of man, but of God. So he came into his own received him not, but as many as did receive him, they get the power. So if you're not receiving, you're not becoming, because God's giving you the power to become. So it's a constant thing. God wants us to receive. That's why I believe he says, give us this day our daily bread, because he's saying, I want you to receive today. Sometimes it's really a good habit to pray in the morning, because God's going to give you something that's going to last through the whole day that you will need. So I've been in so many situations where I could see the Holy Spirit trying to do something and people abort it. For example, also in Luke 5, Jesus tells the disciples after he preaches a while, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And what happened? Peter began to reason. He said, well, Lord, we've been out here all night and caught nothing. I could just see Jesus saying, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you guys. No, but he said, nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. And when they did, it was amazing, because all these fish tried to get in the net, and the net began to break. Now, what's interesting in that story also is that there was such a massive amount of fish, it said they had to call for their Lutheran brothers in the other boat to come and help them, and even both boats were sinking. Now, what was Peter's response? He didn't say, hallelujah, this is great. Boy, I love being around you, Jesus. What did he say? He said, get out of here. Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. And Jesus didn't say, yeah, that's right, I see those cigarettes. He didn't say that. He says, fear not, Peter, for from now on you will catch men. God is always trying to pour into us so that we have something to give someone else. He says, as you go, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, freely as you have received, freely give. So God wants us to just be not a reservoir, but a river, just constantly pouring out and letting the river of God flow through us. And so many times I just get amazed how God is trying to do things and bless us. And so many times I think we frustrate him. Here's a good example. This is Luke 13. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me again until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So we have a God who's always, always, always trying to get us to receive so we have something to give. You know what revelation I have? you don't have anything to give unless you got something from him. You ever look at the moon on a beautiful night? Is there ever a clear sky up here? But if you ever see a beautiful moon, how many know that moon has no light of its own? Not one iota. All the light of that beautiful moon is a reflection of the sun. We, the same way, we have no light of our own. There's nothing we can produce on our own. Many Christians are trying to perform. They're trying to get brownie points with God. They're trying to work their way to please God. There's nothing you can do because it's all been done. When Jesus hung on the cross, he said, it's finished. He didn't say it's to be continued. In other words, he's accomplished it all. Your part is to start receiving. Receiving everything he's done. Receiving forgiveness. Receiving a prophetic word. Receiving encouragement. Receiving, receiving, receiving all day long. God's trying to get you to receive. Remember that story about the guy that he was drowning. There was a big flood, and he got up on top of a house, and a bunch of guys in a rowboat came by and said, get in the boat. He said, no, God's going to save me. And then a motorboat came by and they tried to get him. No, God's going to save me. And finally, a helicopter came by. He said, no, God's going to save me. And of course, he drowned, went to heaven. And he blamed God. He said, why didn't? And God said, I sent you three times, three people, but you couldn't receive. And I think that's mankind. We don't realize how good God is and how interested he is and how God is so desiring us to just receive, 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 so that we have something to give. Glory to God. Now, I'm very brief here this morning, but I want to tell you, God, what I love about God is that we think about us being committed to him. I got to commit myself to the Lord. I got to commit myself to the Lord. Boy, I got to get myself committed to the Lord. But the truth is, God's committed to us. He's committed to us. So he's committed himself for you having victory. And when God gives a prophetic word, just say, for example, God says to some man, he said, you have a son at home that is bound with a drug addiction, and God's going to free him. That doesn't necessarily mean the man's going to go home and see his son in his right mind, but God is saying, I'm committed to helping him, and over time, you're going to see him free. But the thing I love about God, as soon as God says it, it's done. As soon as God speaks to us. That's why no woman is surprised when she has a baby. I've never seen, maybe in the National Enquirer or something, but in general, no woman is surprised. She said, you know, we were just getting ready to go to Florida, and now we got this baby. No, the baby has been a reality since conception. And when the Holy Spirit talks to us, he speaks to us and it conceives in us, and it already is a reality before you see it with your eyes, before you sense it, before your senses have the luxury of enjoying it. It's already a fact. Wow. So thank you, Jesus. So there's so many good scriptures on this, but the Bible says, for example, John 16:23, and that day you will ask me nothing, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. I love the woman with the issue of blood. It says that, this is Luke, or this one here is in Mark, but it says that she came through the crowd. And I want to tell you something. It says that she had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all she had, was no better, rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came from behind in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I can only touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Jesus turned around and said, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around and said, who touched my clothes? Now, I love it. In Luke 8, it said they all denied it. Who touched me? Not me. I've been in church for years. I've never touched you. In other words, there has to be something in us that wants to touch God. Let me put it this way. The issue isn't whether God's going to touch you. The issue is whether you're going to touch God. And I like what Peter said in Luke 8. He said, well, Lord, we're in a crowd. Probably a lot of people touching you. I think Jesus told him, Peter, go wait in the car. You don't have a clue what's going on here. But the issue is, There's a difference between feeling His presence, sensing His presence, and literally saying, God, I'm in church this morning. I'm not just here to be religious. I'm not just here to go through the motions. I'm going to touch You. In other words, I'm going to buy something. Isaiah says, come and buy. You who have no money, come and buy. You have come buy wine and milk, because the currency in the kingdom of God is not money, it's hunger. And you have to have an attitude, I'm going to buy something. I'm going to come into church, I'm going to buy a healing. I'm going to buy some encouragement. I'm going to buy some peace. I haven't had any peace all week. I'm going to buy some peace. And you have to have that aggressive attitude saying, God, I'm going to touch Jesus. I'm going to get something from Him. I'm going to put a demand on Him. I'm going to draw on Him. Hallelujah. So what keeps us from receiving? I think number one is unworthiness. Because here's Peter seeing this massive, mind-boggling miracle, and he says, Lord, get out of here. I'm not worthy. I like the fact that Jesus didn't respond to it. He just says, you're going to catch men from now on. In other words, that we always default to, back. We always default to, I'm not worthy. But how many know, here's the way I look at it. I am worthy. I just didn't have anything to do with it. Amen. I am righteous, but I didn't do it on my own. In other words, as Christians, we don't false humility. Have you ever been bowling? Bowling like is it's frustrating to me. But I understand one thing, you're not supposed to go in the gutter. But just say you throw a ball and you go in the gutter. One gutter says, I can handle this. I can make it. I'm a self-made man. I can do this. You're in the gutter. The other gutter is, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. No, that's a gutter too. False humility is just as bad as pride. But if you want to throw a strike, you say, God, I thank You that You've paid the price. You paid it for me, and I'm a recipient of what You've accomplished. But I thank God by Your grace, it's already done. That's throwing a strike. Hallelujah. So anyway, we can get under shame. We can get under that analytical mind. We can get under self-sufficiency. We can get distracted and so forth. In fact, my wife had a cousin that they lived in. I was going to preach in Farmington, Missouri. And just by a miracle of God, my wife's cousin, he and his wife, they are not Christians. They do not have any concept of being a Christian, but they wanted to come and hear me preach. And I knew it was going to be good, like this morning. And they had never been in church, never, just totally unchurched, and they were coming to the meeting. And on their way there, their grandchildren, who they had not talked to for 5 years, called them and said, we're coming to your house. And they literally turned the car around and drove home to be with those grandkids. Now guess who was behind that? Because the enemy his goal is to keep you from receiving, to get you talked out of it, to say, you know, you're not worthy, you know, you're a failure, or to distract us, to do something that's useless. In fact, have you ever said, I'm going to pray, I'm just going to spend time with God, and you get up and you get yourself in a place of prayer, you're going to say, okay, I'm going to pray, and all of a sudden all these thoughts come. Clean the garage, wash the car, organize the closet. And God said, it's been that way since 93, you know. And it's like, but it's like the enemy is just having a nervous breakdown, because he knows if you get in a place where you begin to receive, it's going to increase the kingdom of God. So we want to get in that posture. I know I was at one of these men's retreats a few years ago, and during the meeting, the Holy Spirit said to me, there's a man here, his wife's name is Sharon. If you'll come up, God wants to do something for your wife. And nobody responded, so I said it again, said the whole thing, you're here and your wife's name is Sharon, and no response. And so I was thinking, man, I'm glad I have a round-trip ticket. I felt so stupid. And later on, this guy comes up to me, and he says, you know, could I talk to you a minute? I said, yeah. And he said, well, my wife's name's Sharon. And he said, what's wrong with her? He said, she's in such physical pain from her hip. She's only 40 years old, but she's in such terrible pain. She can't hardly get through a day. And I said, why didn't you come up? Why didn't you raise your hand? He said, well, I guess I'm pretty self-absorbed. And I want to say, well, duh. You know, but in other words, God was trying. God was trying to get in his life. I don't want to challenge you. Watch how much God's trying to get you to receive. God speaks through thoughts. He gives you thoughts. He gives you, he provides in so many ways. The Holy Spirit, to me, he's so user-friendly, and he's so sweet, and he's so willing to just add to us and give us. And so today, that's the message. God's trying to get you to receive. To receive, you know, you can receive forgiveness. David knew how to receive forgiveness. He said, Lord, against you and you only I've sinned. And he knew how to receive forgiveness. And when God gives prophetic words, he wants you to receive it. I love the way God said to Joshua, and it's in the chapter 6, and it says that the Lord said to Joshua, see. He said it to him two sentences. The first sentence was see. Second sentence was, I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its mighty men of valor. See, it's already done. Now Joshua still had to march around the city. They still had to blow the trumpets. But as soon as God said it, it's already done. Joshua could have looked over at Jericho and said, man, it's full of liberals. But it doesn't matter because God's already said it's done. And that's the way God operates. He said, just listen to me. I'll show you. I'll help you to receive. I'll help you to see it from my perspective. And it's done. Hallelujah. So it's accomplished. Anyway, he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to do this. I don't usually do this, but does anybody up here have a $20 bill I could borrow for a second? $20 bill. Oh, man. Look at you. You know, that should have been in the offering. I could, but how many recognize this? How many agree with me that's a $20 bill? How much is it worth? $20. Okay. Okay. How much is it worth? So no matter what you've been through, your value hasn't changed. Amen. Praise God for that. Oh, sorry. Hallelujah. But anyway, God sees us. It's what he's done, and it's complete. Our part is to receive. And if you're a pickle puss, you can't give me any joy. But we receive from God. You can't earn anything. It's all been done. But we're receiving what the Holy Spirit is doing. Every day, 24/7, God's talking to us. When I was a pastor years ago, I pastored in Beaumont, Texas. And a man came to speak who was the Captain John Levere, who was the head of the whole Houston Police Department. He had 4-stage cancer. And he went to hear a woman named Catherine Kuhlman. How many ever heard of Catherine Kuhlman? Powerful miracles happened when she preached. She literally went through an experience where she just totally 100% gave herself to God. But God used her for a number of years. Because he had 4-stage cancer, some friends said, you got to go to this meeting because this woman will pray for you and you'll get healed. And so he went to the meeting, and he was within, you know, a few weeks of death. And he went up in the balcony, sat down in his weakened state, and she got out and she started ministering and she started preaching. And all of a sudden she stopped preaching. And she pointed up to the balcony and she said, there's a man. You're in the balcony, you're in the third row. God has already healed you. Come on down. He went to the meeting to be healed. He said when she said it, he said, I just sat there. So she preached a little more. And all of a sudden she stopped preaching. There's a man up there. You're in the third row. God has just healed you of cancer. Come down here. He said, I just sat there. Third time, there's a man up there in the balcony. God's healed you. And finally an usher came over to him and said, I think it's you. But God healed him instantly that day. His testimony grew. This was back before cell phones and everything, but people would call the Houston operator and said, I want to talk to the chief of police who was healed of cancer. Oh, Captain John Levere. And his testimony went all over the world. But what was crazy to me, he went to the meeting to receive, and when God gave it to him like on a silver platter, he couldn't receive it. And I think a lot of times we're that way. God's saying, I want to encourage you. Oh, I just feel unworthy. I just feel like pond scum. And God said, would you stop it? I'm trying to get you received. Because everybody out there, there's needs all around you. You don't have to go to another country to have a ministry. Most of the foreigners are here anyway. And so you know, the best thing to do is just say, God, I'm willing to receive. Constantly. I just can't say it strong enough. Daily, constantly, God, speak to me so I have something to give. And God will give you something fresh off the griddle. He loves to talk to us. He loves to talk to us. Hallelujah. That name Dorothy, does somebody have somebody named Dorothy in your life or something? I just feel we're so strong, we're supposed to pray. And what were you talking about? Your sister-in-law. Is she going through something? She's... She's living in fear. So we just pray, Lord, for Dorothy. We just agree in Jesus' name. We just agree for her to be ministered to and to be free of fear, free of torment, free of any of this. And Lord, we just thank you for your protecting angels around her in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We just speak peace, peace, peace. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And Carol, there's a lot God uses in you don't even realize, but God does so much more behind the scenes through you. And I just see you, I see you like iron strength, this amazing strength. And I just feel there's more of a release of the prophetic word. I see you just speaking out things and just like taking these risks, but I just see so much flowing through you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what I see. 2016 is going to be the most interesting year of your life, and you're going to look back at the end of the year and say, yep, I never saw so much of God's amazing grace, and but it's a freedom, and you're going to feel so free, and you're going to feel like, I'm carrying nothing, God's carrying everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just want to hang around here with the Holy Spirit this morning, and we have a few minutes. But I just, during the worship, I felt like I'm supposed to pray for, I think that I'm right here, but I feel like there's seven people that you cannot get a good night's sleep. You just cannot get a good night's sleep. And I want to pray for all seven of you. So wherever you're at, just walk up here real quick. If you struggle with getting a good night's sleep, and if there's more than seven, then some of you just don't get healed. Just kidding, but it's just interesting how the Holy Spirit gives things. Let's see what he's talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How's that for being the Holy Spirit? Isn't God cool? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we just want to bless you. We thank you. What's your name?
Karen.
Lord, we thank you for healing Karen tonight, today, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the gift of sleep, the gift of rest, the gift of your peace, the gift of your presence, oh God. And Lord, we just know that she's going to be able to sleep peacefully. And you know, everything I feel about you, Karen, the Lord just say, you keep pressing on. I see you stepping on serpents, hallelujah. Scorpions, thank all the, you know, these things have no power over you. Yes. And it's this past year, it's like I see where you've had like three challenges, but the Lord is so... giving you strength and just like keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Because he's with you. He is so with you. He's with you. And Lord, we pray for Terry. I met her just before the service. Lord, we thank you for Terry. We bless her that she will have a good rest. How long have you not been able to sleep?
About 2 nights.
about 2 months. I think I saw you sleeping back there, but just kidding. But Lord, we bless Terry in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for giving her great peace, great rest, great strength. In the name of Jesus, we declare the freedom and the freedom and the freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's one that you're concerned about. I see like a young, I guess it's a grandson or somebody young there that you, that's like on your mind a lot. Does that make sense to you? But I just see your granddaughter. But I just know God's hearing that prayer. And Lord, we just thank you for moving mightily. You know, what I hear the Lord saying today, he's restoring your strength. It's like your strength's been under attack, but you watch. God's going to rise in new power. It's like he's going to give you new blood, new strength, and you're going to be in awe. You're going to be in awe. So give him the glory. Praise God. Your name?
Brianna.
How long have you had trouble sleeping?
About 2 months.
2 months. We just thank you, Lord, for Brianna. We thank you for giving her peace and rest. Whatever's causing her to not sleep, we take authority over it. We speak in Jesus' name that Brianna will have good sleep and good rest. Hallelujah. You know, I see your life as a rescuer. I see you like a rescuer, just helping people and just being where the Lord puts you, the right place at the right time to help people. But that's how he sees you, a rescuer. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. First name?
Monica.
Lord, we thank you for Monica. How long you had trouble sleeping?
Well, just the last couple of weeks, but then all last winter, so it's just kind of coming back.
Well, we just rebuke that spirit of unrest, that insomnia. We declare that Monica is going to sleep deep, sleep satisfying, sleep healthy. And boy, do I see that. I just see health. God's going to keep you in divine health. He's going to keep you strong. Hallelujah. I just sense this, Monica, that God has so much more for you to do. And there's going to be, I see so much Holy Spirit activity. And where you've been through some real storms. But God is getting ready to use you in a realm, a dimension you've never known before. But just get ready, because God's just going to fill you up so much. And you know what you're going to experience? You're going to say, I can't believe how much happened in one day's time. You're going to say that over and over again. Just God. He's just filling you up. Just filling you up. First name. Lord, we thank you for Nancy. We bless her, oh God, that she will sleep like a baby, like a full-grown baby, Lord, and just bless her with your peace and your rest. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for Nancy. We thank you, Lord. You've been through a lot of trials and stuff, and Lord, we just thank you for Nancy that she's entering a new dimension with you, a new place of rest and peace. And that she's going to enjoy every minute of every day, oh God. And just restore her today. And Lord, let her body just be at peace. Let her body be rebuilt. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. You know, today I just feel like God's given you new eyes just to see everything through his eyes. And you've been through battles, but it's good because God's made you strong. Praise God. First name?
Brad.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Lord, we thank you for healing Brad today. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving him the gift of sleep, gift of rest, God. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for him. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the influence he has. Because you're a uniter, and I see you like bridging the gap and helping people to be healed in their emotions and helping them to be free of division. And there's a new alertness, a new cognizance you're going to have where God is just in your thoughts, just like 100% of the time. But God's already used you to restore people and to get people back on track, but that's going to happen more and more. Praise God, Brad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who's in your family, Brad, that needs... There's somebody that really needs something. Is this one of your children or something?
Yeah, I can think of one. Yeah.
You can think of one. But we just trust you, Holy Spirit, to do the work and just to turn that heart completely 100% toward you. That's going to happen. Praise God. Lyle, how long have you not been able to sleep?
For many years.
For many years. Lord, we thank you for Lyle. We thank you today to give him the gift of sleep. Lord, that he will just every night go to sleep and stay asleep and be at peace and rest, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for Lyle. We thank you, Lord, for all the things he's put his hands to. And Lord, the way he's blessed people and blessed lives and blessed your kingdom, oh God. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. You know what I see? I just see this picture, how much the Lord loves you because you lean on him. You lean on him. And he just loves that. And your relationship with him is just so full of spice and vigor. So, Lord, we thank you for Lyle. We thank you for him. Amen. Amen. You're going to start sleeping.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Don't start it yet. So wait till you get home. I feel like there's a lady here that has a lot of problem with your neck. Just a lot of neck pain. And I feel like if you come up, God will just heal you completely. I think it's a lady, and I have a 50% chance of being right. If I could just pray with you. How long ago is this going on?
A few months.
A few
just
months.
Like right after my skull.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we just pray God will just touch the root of it. Lord, we thank you. What's your name?
Ann.
Ann. Lord, we thank you for healing Ann. We thank you in Jesus' name. Whatever's causing this pain and tension and stress, in Jesus' name, that she's healed once and for all, oh God. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I see you so many times needing decisions, making decisions, and I just see the Lord so helping you to just know his mind. And he doesn't want you to see it as something hard, but it's just easy, just like putting on a glove. Yeah, I know this is what I'm to do. This is where I'm to be. And people will be drawn to you because of the Christ in you. And it already happens a lot, but a lot of times people come and they'll just pour out their woes. They'll tell you their problems, but you don't have to have the solution. All you have to do is listen. And God will do the rest. Hallelujah. He'll do the rest. You be blessed. Praise God, praise God. So, I feel like there's someone here. We're supposed to pray about your heart. I feel like you've had a heart attack. It's almost like you've had more than one heart attack, but we're supposed to pray with you, and God will just add years to your life. But does that fit anybody here? Pardon? Oh, he's not here? Well, we can. Maybe God still cares about him. But he's had more than one? Yeah. You don't know, but...
That's his wife right there in the white
room. Oh.
Verna, Harold. Have him pray for Harold.
Okay. He had a heart attack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a heart attack, but I do have heart problems.
You do have heart problems, so we'll pray for both of you. Verna, you said? Verna. Well, Lord, we thank you for healing Verna's heart, and we thank you, Lord, for just sending that word also to her husband today, that he'll just be mended, he'll be whole, it'll be done by the power of your Spirit, oh God. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. God is so good to do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, here he comes. Okay. Yeah, we'll get you on up here. I'm almost tired of praying for him already, but yeah. You just had the one heart attack?
I have another heart attack.
You haven't, but just a heart?
Poor rhythm.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just pray.
I never had no heart attack.
Okay.
It just stopped,
yeah.
I died.
You died, but you didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When it quits working, it's something similar to a heart attack, you know. So we're going to pray, because I really feel God's saying he's going to add years to your life. Here, we just agree. Is it Harold? Is that right?
Harold, yeah.
Harold. Well, Lord, we all agree with your presence. We agree for Harold. We thank you, Lord. This is not our idea. This is your idea. And we declare that Harold has years of life left, and that he's going to live in health and strength. And Lord, we just bless him with the virtue of Jesus Christ today to flow through him And Lord, make him a man with multiple years ahead. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So, wow. Is God good or not? And I want to just pray for, I think there's three of you here that have just real migraines or just pretty severe headaches that we need to pray about. And so that would be, I'd appreciate a quicker response next time. but this is, it should be one more. One more. Yeah, you're coming. Okay. So the Holy Spirit is amazing. I want to just challenge you. He loves you. And he'll give you more if you just, you know, would you lift your hands with me again? Lord, we receive. We want to live this way. Lord, we just want to receive. We just want to receive. We want to receive, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you love to give. Hallelujah. You told me your name. I can't.
Lori.
Lori, that's right. Lord, we thank you for healing Lori. We thank you, Lord, that these migraines, these bad headaches are gone once and for all. And Lord, we thank you that this is her day to be ordained free from these things in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just bless her. You know, you're going to do a lot of traveling in your life, and I just see you're going to be places all over the globe. I can just see this where God's going to order your steps, but he's going to privilege you to see a lot of places, do a lot of things. A lot of things people even dream about, but God is going to just, I just feel that's your scripture. God, order my steps. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. No more headaches, no more headaches, no more headaches. Hallelujah. The Lord has taught you, Lori, to draw to him. He's taught you to lean on him. He's taught you to just be his friend. And I just see that just mind-boggling over the top. I'm not only am saved, I'm God's friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God will put somebody in your life that you're going to walk together before God, and just a reflection. I just see such transparency, just walking together in that God's light and just being like the moon, just reflecting God's sun. Hallelujah. First name again. Lord, we thank you for Nathan's freedom from any form of headache in Jesus' name, that these things go once and for all. They do never return, oh God. Lord, heal the root, heal the root, heal the root, heal the root. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The scripture I keep hearing for you, again, is that every joint shall supply. And that's in the scripture. That just see yourself as a joint. Hey, God, here I am. I'm your joint. Use me as you want to use me. Amen. And
I'm actually here for my husband.
For your husband.
My granddaughter. They both, I almost came
really?
Up for the sleep problems. They
yeah.
both have sleep problems. And
okay.
Migraines.
We'll pray for them. So your husband and granddaughter both have had them for a long time. Mm-hmm. Just, well, Lord, we just agree. Your name is? Your name.
Jane.
Well, Lord, we agree with Jane. And Lord, we just agree that this is a spoken word today out of heaven. And Lord, that she is being healed today. She's being made totally whole. And God, we thank you, Jesus, for healing her husband and healing her granddaughter of these things. And Lord, anything that Jane herself is battling, just touch her. But Lord, we just command that these headaches go from her husband, from her granddaughter, and never, never return. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. I wish I had my books here because I know you love to read. Hallelujah. You do, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're reading. Man, I could have sold a bunch of it. But anyway, so, that is so cool. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you know what I like to say? God doesn't just love us. He likes us. And he likes our uniqueness. He likes our different personality. And I, you know, you're not anointed to be someone else. You're just anointed to be you. I'm kind of locked in this Bob Newhart thing a little bit, but you're free to be you. Glory to God. You're free to be you. So, the other thing, I saw somebody with like a real swollen ankle. I don't know. But it feels like something's wrong with your ankle, like it won't heal. But in the spirit, I just saw it just like a big swollen place. Am I speaking to someone particular there. And then you don't have to come up on this, but I felt like, yeah, brother, come on up if you're, yeah, I'm talking about something, yeah, come on up for the ankle. But I feel like, and I know I'm hearing God, but there's somebody here that has a lot of trouble with your plumbing. And I just want to tell you, the Lord is healing that area. Your bladder and all that area, it's going to start working. And you've had a real struggle with it, but I'll guarantee you, that's a word of the Lord. You're being healed right now. And whether it happens just in 10 seconds or 3 days, it doesn't matter, because God's touching your plumbing. Praise God. There's also a man, I think it's a man, that has a prostate issue. Just kidding. But there's, I just know that when you get tested again, the report is going to just be amazing, amazingly good. And let's just, a lot of people have back trouble, but there's somebody here, and it's almost like it's just right in the center of your back where you're in a lot of discomfort. And so, is that you? Yeah, come on. I guess that's fine. But it's real when God does this. Anybody else that way that you're just in extreme discomfort? But does that make sense? And about like the center of your back? Is that, and your name is?
Bruni.
And your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, is this about your ankle?
Yes.
How long has that been going on?
Bad car accident in 2000.
A car accident in 2000, you're still having trouble with it?
Yes.
Well, I tell you one thing, I know God's going to take care of it today. And Lord, we just pray that he'll be a better driver. And Lord, we just declare that ankle is the recipient of God's power. And Lord, we command the pain to go, the discomfort to go. And what I see, I just see that ankle just kind of coming together like a puzzle, just click, 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 all the pieces fit. So God, we thank you. No matter what medical science can't do, you're doing, oh God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And this is a year of momentum in your life. And I just feel like this is, there's something about this year, these next 12 months, you're going to be able to say, this is the best season of my life, the best one so far. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just see, you know, you're to just work it, just saying, God, my life's in your hands. I'm going to keep my life in your hands. I'm not going to take my life out of your hands. And just don't strain, don't struggle, because God is bigger than you are. And he thinks he knows how to carry the burdens. He doesn't want you carrying them, all right? Because there's a bunch of stuff. You're in kind of a quagmire right now, but God's going to work out all these things. He's going to work them out. And you're just to let him do it, all right? You're to let him do it.
Bernadine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Lord, we thank you for Bernadine. We thank you, Lord, for healing her back today. We thank you, Lord, you don't lie. We thank you, you're mending her. And whatever this is causing, this severe pain, discomfort, we know right now your power is going through her. You're taking care of her. You're healing her completely. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Now, God doesn't lie, so he's taking care of it. I love it when it happens. Sometimes God will just do it, and within 2 or 3 days, you'll just say, oh, I'm totally free. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to pray for this dude over. You guys friends or husband, wife? Or? So the friendship ended. So your first name?
Jim
and
Diane.
Well, Lord, we just thank you today for them. And I just feel this when I looked at you this morning. I just feel these like higher goals and just aim higher. It's like I see God getting ready to just reveal secrets and reveal himself. And you're at a stage in your life where you're going to have more free time and more to do things. And God's going to make every day count, every week count, every month count. And he's just doing something today to add to you where there's going to be more clout, more impact. You're going to carry more spiritual weight. And I just see you aiming high. Aim high in prayer. And Lord, just show us more. Tell us more. Because God's going to use you. And he's going to like put you on the front lines. And he's going to flow through you. And I see you both just equipped with all this weaponry, just all these equipment to do the work of God in service. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel better because I felt all morning I wanted to just pray for you, brother. So Thank you, Lord. What's your name again? Jim N.
Diane.
Yeah. I don't see what she sees in him, let's see here. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I'm not going to make you come up on this one, but I heard the Holy Spirit say that you have tried everything to quit smoking. You've tried everything. You've tried every patch and every medicine. But God's going to do something for you today. So whoever that is, just thank you, Lord. Just receive, because He's going to help you. God gives grace. Hallelujah. He just gives grace. So praise God. And early in the meeting, it came to me about somebody, we need to pray about your throat. And I don't know, it seems like something just keeps reoccurring. It just can't get healed for something concerning your throat. That's you again. Wow. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's going to heal. And in fact, even before we pray, God's already working. I'm going to pray just because it makes me look good. But we just agree. We agree it's already done. God, you're doing it. You're accomplishing it. You're completing it totally 100% in Jesus' name. And Lord, just make it so we don't have to pray for her anymore. We thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. What's wrong with yours?
I have a throat and I have kind of a problem.
Okay. Well, God's going to take care of it. Your first name again?
Virginia.
Virginia. Well, Lord, we just agree with Virginia. We agree with the sweet Holy Spirit. We agree that this throat is healed. This throat is mended. This throat is in the esophagus, all this area. Lord, just do that and more. Just heal her completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Lord. I just hear these words, no more disappointments. No more disappointments. Praise God. Praise God. So He's working. He's just doing it. So just enjoy. Just enjoy. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me just real quickly pray for a couple here that you're real close to your anniversary. I don't know how close, but I'm guessing within a week or two or something like that. Does that fit a couple here? Most people don't get married in March, I guess, but fit anybody that way? We just want to pray with you. It doesn't matter. Don't be shy. Don't come up later and say, well, it actually isn't for 24 hours or something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to hang around here for a minute. We'll get out of here in a couple minutes, but I just want to pray for people. And your name is?
Candy.
Candy. Lord, today I just thank you for Candy. I thank you, Lord, for just a new slate, a new perspective. God's given you a new beginning. There's a reward coming because you've been through some doo-doo. And God is going to reward you. And He's gonna make your path clear and your path straight. And there's no more. It's just what I see the Lord saying is the enemy's going to get away with nothing. And God is in direct control, and He's tweaking your life, and He's perfecting your life. And what seems like hard, He's going to make easy. That's what I hear Him saying. Praise God, praise God. Isn't that cool? God is such a lover, and He's so kind. He's so kind to us. And the lady sitting back here with the hair, your first name is?
Karen.
Karen. But I just feel these battles. God's winning every battle. The battle isn't yours, as the scripture said. It's His. But I see God fighting for you, and I just see God just taking you through everything. And your place is to cheer Him on and just to praise Him. But I see so many victories coming. I do. I just see them praised God by the Holy Spirit. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit is he's in our lives. He's on this earth to help us. You think about it, Jesus is seated in heaven with the Father, but the Holy Spirit's on the earth. Don't you appreciate the Holy Spirit? Because he's with us. I see you gaining ground quickly, too. But I see you, and I prayed for you last night, but I see you really gaining ground, just gaining ground, just quickly. And I just see you, there's this new authority in you, and you're just deflecting the enemy. These darts aren't going to stick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother, how can we pray for you?
I just want to pray for sleep comfort for my brother and my mom.
Yeah.
And for myself, that I'm kind of falling away from the Lord. I was with him.
Yeah.
And I just need strength to get out of me. And
what's your first name?
Randy.
Randy. Lord, we do. We agree with Randy. Lord, we thank you for his honest heart. We thank you, Lord, for his willingness. And Lord, we just ask you that as he's verbalized these things, that you will just do that and much more. And Lord, get him to the point where that we just break that spirit of unworthiness, that thing like Peter felt, and we just break that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we declare that Randy is going to soar. He's going to mount up with wings. And that you will not let him fall. And Lord, these that he's mentioned, that his loved ones, we just declare victory in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
You know what I heard? This is, God is funny, but I heard him say, get ready, I'm going to put the icing on the cake. You watch. Praise God. In other words, he's going to give this the finishing touch. Praise God. And I want to pray for my brother. He's been asking God that I'll stay away from him. But your first name is?
DJ.
Lord, I thank you for DJ. You know what I see, DJ? I see you just like on a ship, and you're just raising that sail and just say, wind, come on. Give me the direction I need. And it's like you've been needing direction, and the Holy Spirit is going to inundate you with direction. He's going to give you strategies. He's going to give you the how-to. He's going to answer questions you have. He's going to fill your heart with an assurance that you can't even describe. So get ready. Hallelujah. Just raise the sail because he'll do the rest. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. I thought Lyle was repenting of something, but he's just getting out of the way. Wow. Thank you, Lord. What a privilege.
Amen.
This is a wonderful church. I just feel that family of God, and there's such a presence of God here. Thank you, Jesus. My pleasure. Praise God. So I just want to hang loose just for another second. I got to fly all day, and it's so boring. This sounds crazy, but I want those, I think there's four of you on the total back row back there. I want you to come up here. I know you're hiding from God, but no, just kidding. But the four of you, all four of you, come up here, would you? Let me just pray with you. I don't know why I'm so drawn to that row, because I can't hardly see it. Sweet Holy Spirit, though. Sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we'll get y'all. Yeah, come on up here. This is one long church. You guys together, you...
Yes, we're together.
You're together. Your name is?
Cindy
and?
Tad.
Lord, we thank you for Cindy and Tad today. You know, I just see the Lord. This is a new, fresh season in your life. I see God just rising, like with that resurrection power, that expression of himself. And the just like I didn't forget you, God isn't forgetting you. And he's posturing you to receive. And you've seen, I'll tell you what I see, there's so many answered prayers. There's so many things God has done, but it's more than him answering prayer. It's getting you ready for more. You've been through such a boot camp. You've been through such a training season, and God is preparing you for more. And I'll tell you, there's a wind of God coming that's just going to catapult you, going to carry you into the destiny He has for you. You're going to start feeling today there's more meaning in our lives. Our lives don't belong to us. Our lives are God's. They're God's property, and God's going to do more. Hallelujah. Wow, do I feel that. I feel like, how many children? Is there three?
Five.
I want to pray for the middle one. What's going on with the middle child? The center one?
Yep.
Rebellious.
Rebellious, okay.
He's going astray, and we're concerned. He's had a prophetic word of warning.
Yeah, so he's the one you probably, without talking to me, you probably had your mind on more than the other.
Yeah, right now.
Maybe they all, maybe they all have brain damage, who knows, but the Lord, we just, we just pray right now. We, man, this is important because the enemy's trying to attack my throat. We just rebuke the spirit of rebellion. We rebuke the spirit of hindrance. We rebuke the spirit of darkness against him, and we command light, and we command free from those chains. We rebuke the devil who has, man, I see these chains, just these chains, bondage. We just break that bondage in Jesus' name. We declare him free. And I just feel that both of you just cheer God on every day. God, we thank you. You're working, you're working. Those chains are being broken. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayed for you last night. That's what. First name again?
Stephen.
Same as last night. That's funny. But Lord, I bless Stephen today. I just thank you again to just give him all the momentum he needs. You know, you're to pray really understanding. God, just give me understanding. Every day, just give me understanding. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. And I want to tell you, Stephen, God's thinking way bigger than you are. And I just feel things really starting to click in your life. And it's just all about God makes these adjustments. But it's getting you in the perfect groove that he has for you.
Thank you.
Amen. First name?
Alan.
Lord, we thank you for Alan today. We thank you for his life. You know, you've been through a lot, but there's times way back there when you really made a commitment to God. I mean, there was a serious dedication, commitment to God, and you've had your ups and downs, but you have been following God a long time. And Lord, we thank you for Alan. We thank you for his life, and Lord, we thank you for the people he's touched, the lives he's touched, the ministry that you've placed within him. And I just feel you just saying, God, give me more bang for my buck. And that's exactly what God's going to do. God's going to add today. I can't describe what this means, but he's getting ready to add to your life where you are receiving more and you're going to have more to give. And you're going to feel like, God, I feel more about my purpose than I've ever felt in my life. Hallelujah. And every day, I just say, God, my destiny. I want my destiny for what you have. You know what? Your destiny can add yours to your life. Because it's fulfilling God's will. Mm-hmm. Just pray it. Pray it back to God every day. All right?
Thank you.
Bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Now teach these people to sit in the back. I'll tell you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's been a delight to be with you. I love your spirit. What is your first name?
Amber.
Amber? Where's your partner? Oh, he's at Mighty Man. So what's his first name?
Josie.
I think I remember him, Josie.
Yeah, he prayed over
me. Did I? He already tell you that?
Yeah.
He's got a big mouth. But, Lord, we thank you for Amber and Josie. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the living God. We thank you, Lord. You know, I just see you. I see God so protective of both of you. Just this protection, like God, you don't... Amber, know that you're protected. Know that you belong to God. And Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for their lives together. We thank you for the plans you have. Man, I feel heat. I just feel this heat. Do you feel that? It's just, wow. It's something the Holy Spirit is just imparting. Do you have any physical needs? Because sometimes God, it's just the Holy Spirit impartation. And so Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the way you're moving in Josie and Amber's life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, my spirit is just jumping up and down. I just feel good about what God's doing in your life. So praise God. Whew. Man, that was heat. Feel Holy Spirit heat. I don't know what he's up to, but it's just like real. Hallelujah. And I want to pray for this rookie right here. No, just kidding. What's your name?
Paulette.
Paulette. Lord, I thank you for Paulette. This woman's full of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for Paulette. I thank you, Lord, for the design you have for her life. I thank you, Lord, for the way you've... I just see God goes to a lot of trouble for you. And he, I just see what he's added in your life and he's put in your life. Just like this, it's like your life is a recipe of his concoction. And Lord, we thank you for Paulette. We thank you, Lord, for the lives she touches. We thank you, Lord, for the influence she has. And I see your sphere of influence growing. I see it. I just see. And it's like the Holy Spirit saying, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. But this influence is going to grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like you've passed some tests. You know, we go through things in our life, but I feel like the Lord's saying, you've passed. You know, and you know, we go through stuff, but we pass. And that's what God's saying to you. You're being promoted. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know what, I'll end with this, but you know, it's kind of interesting. I never saw that. I read through the New Testament once where I just noticed on this. Jesus never prayed for anybody. He would say, go your way. You're forgiven. He spit on one guy, which I'll try in a few minutes, but he never prayed for anybody. He just said, take up your bed and walk, go your way. The only time he prayed was at the tomb of Lazarus, and then he said, Lord, I don't need to be praying this prayer because I know you've already heard me, but I'm only saying it for the sake of those people that need to see me act religious. Anyway, but he never told you to pray for anybody. He says, as you go, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, freely as you have received, freely give. So it's not the prayer, it's the flow of the Holy Spirit. You can pray, but it's really, what we're doing is we're agreeing with God. So I just pray this release today, that every one of us can just be more in tune and more open to the Holy Spirit. Why don't we all just stand together and... we'll just end this way because, oh man, whether you got prayed for or not, God's working. Because I sense his presence big time. Whew. I got hot since I prayed for Amber, but I just do. I feel the Holy Spirit is here. And Lord, I just pray for my brothers and sisters to just be recipients, not a reservoir, but a river, God, that you can flow through. Lord, we thank you for your hand on this church. We thank you for new souls. We thank you for increase of your kingdom, Lord, that will just go above and beyond all that they've asked or thought. And I saw new souls coming in. Lord, I pray for every person here. They will experience a new intimacy with you, a new consciousness of you using them. So would you say it with me, Lord? I receive, and I choose to receive every day. Fill me up that I can freely give what you've given me. Amen, 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 amen. Aaron, I'm going to have you come up and turn us loose here. Yeah, hallelujah. Where is it? You haven't come up. I want to call Aaron's family up. We're going to just pray for Aaron's family. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How many are there anyway? A lot. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for Aaron. We thank you for his family. You got others you don't know about? Hallelujah. Wow. The Lord gave such a neat word to Aaron last night because, well, it's just cool. He'll tell you, but it's just so neat how the Holy Spirit is working. So, Lord, I just pray your blessing upon Aaron and his family, his oldest daughter. Lord, I thank you, in Jesus' name. What's your first name?
Lindy.
Lord, we thank you for Lindy. We thank you, Lord, for her sights on you, her sight set on you, oh God. And, Lord... I just see so much behind you and so much just like freedom, full speed ahead, and just living life to the full. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, we thank you for each of these children. We thank you, Lord, for this family that's dedicated to you. And, Lord, that they will all serve you. They will all follow you all the days of their life, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. And, brother, your first name is?
Riley.
Riley. I see God settling things in you, just like tying a knot, just like getting things so settled so there's no more questions, no more issues, just the peace of God. And all your life, the peace of God will rule you. The peace of God will flood you. The peace of God will teach you. The peace of God is your portion. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but I give it to you different, and it's going to overwhelm you, and it's going to always be a part of your life, his peace. Praise God, praise God. So, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name for the impartation of your presence, of the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. This girl has a missionary spirit. What is your first name?
Brianna.
Missionary spirit, big heart, huge heart, Texas-sized heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your first name is?
Danica.
Lord, we thank you for her. We pray for her hair. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her life. And Lord, we're a testimony. You know, I just see you. I see so much your heart is already sold out to God. And I just see your heart so belongs to God. You've already been captured, and you're a servant. You really are a servant of God. And Lord, we thank you for her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Your name is
Breck.
Lord, we thank you for Breck. We bless him, oh God. We bless him. You know, I see such a specific design God has for your life. You don't have to be like anybody else. You are free to be Breck. And as you do, God is going to teach you. He's going to talk to you. He will always give you his perspective as you call on him. Lord, let me see this as you see it and help me. He'll help you on anything, whether it's the tiniest little thing or the biggest thing. God will be there to help you. Lord, we thank you for this family. We thank you for them. And we thank you, Lord, for the testimony they have and their walk with you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let every one of them serve you and enjoy life to the fullest and have the greatest release of the potential that's in them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
I guess we'd just like to thank everybody for coming today. There's Pot Bless. We'll just say a quick prayer over the meal. Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for the fellowship that we have with one another. And Lord, we just ask that you multiply the food in the back. There'll be enough for each one. And Lord, we just ask that it'll bring nourishment to our bodies and not harm. And we just ask that you bless the hands that prepared it in Jesus' name. And Father God, most importantly, I just ask that the feeding that was given today, the ration that was given out, that each one grasps a hold of what was heard and what was seen, and that it will be embedded in their lives so deep. Father God, your word says that you are the one that grows. We are the waters and we are the planters. But you are the one that grows things. So Lord, I ask for you to increase the growth in each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.